Today we're going to talk about the Purple Heart Foundation, and we have with us Steve Rookman, who joins us to talk about that. He's been working with the Veterans Cause for now for a number of years. Give me a little bit of your background, Steve. What brought you to participate in this and make this part of your cause?
So I am not a veteran myself, but my father was a career Air Force officer. I and several of my siblings were born overseas Air Force bases and have lived my whole life around active duty and retired military people, and I am delighted at this stage of my career to be able to be serving the community that has given our country and my family so much.
Well, let's talk about the Purple Heart Foundation. It gets its name from, obviously, the Purple Heart, which is a medal that is given to soldiers who are wounded in battle. Tell me about what are some of the things that the Purple Heart Foundation does related to veterans when they return from battlefield.
So we are the fundraising entity of the Purple Heart organization, and we have focused on raising funds to support veterans through issues with post-traumatic stress, traumatic brain injury, suicide prevention, and as the female population of veterans increases, women veterans issues. And our signature program is our national service program, which helps veterans and their families file claims for service-related disability benefits and navigate through the red tape of the Department of Veterans Affairs bureaucracy.
It seems like there is a lot of red tape or bureaucracy. It seems like you would assume that the VA would maybe be the place that everything gets help, but there seems to be other agencies that kind of help know the avenues and work through a lot of that. Why do you think it becomes so difficult?
Well, I think that bureaucracies by themselves are always a little bit of a difficult entity, and there are the Veterans Department of Veterans Affairs makes you prove that your disability is service-related and not related to lifestyle or other issues, and so these service officers are certified by the VA to advocate for veterans' benefits. They do all of that for free up to the highest level of appeal in the VA system. Even if the lawyer needs to be retained, we will pay for that lawyer ourselves and not charge the veteran any money for those services.
How do they come in contact with you? Are they?
So our website is loaded with information on how you can help veterans and the programs that we offer, and it is accessible at purpleheartfoundation.org.
So it's a matter of them going there and seeing if there is something that they need help with. How do veterans sometimes even know what's out there for them, or if they even need the help? Or is it family members that maybe come to their aid and kind of prod them into getting this assistance?
So, Bruce, often it is family members that do that, and one of the resources that we have available on our website is a book called Tears of a Warrior, and it is written by a combat wounded veteran who suffered from post-traumatic stress and also co-authored by his wife. So it has the individual perspective and the family perspective. And that if you're a family member of a veteran and you suspect that there are problems, this is a good book to look at to see what you can identify in your own family situation. And that book is available on our website for free in unlimited quantities, provided you're willing to pay the shipping cost of those quantities.
Do veterans come to you immediately after they return, or is there sort of a downtime or a time where they feel like they can, you know, do things on their own, that they're qualified, but then they realize they maybe need some assistance? What do you see usually happening?
Often there's a delay, and they come to us sometime after they've separated from service. And it may be that they've joined Purple Heart or other veteran service organizations, and they're talking to their buddies and learn that there are benefits available of which they were unaware. And so most often they come to us sometime after separation from service.
We're talking this morning with Steve Rookman. It is the Purple Heart Foundation. If people want to help out, obviously you say you're sort of the fundraising aspect, so what you do obviously requires funds. How do you raise the money for this organization?
So we accept donations of cash, primarily over the Internet, but you can also mail checks to our office. We also accept donations of used automobiles and used household items, clothing, and small appliances. And so our fundraising model is primarily based on the acquisition of material goods and their conversion to cash, but we would love to see our cash donations increase.
Now, if the people contact you, do you then refer to them to local agencies? How does it work for somebody who's in, like, in the Cleveland, Northeast Ohio area?
That's correct. We would find the service officer in Cleveland and get them in touch with one another so that they can have local help and local representation.
Again, it's called the Purple Heart Foundation. People can find out more at purpleheartfoundation.org. Our guest today, Steve Ruckman. Steve, thank you for what you do with the veterans, and happy Veterans Day.
Thank you, Bruce, for your time and helping get this message out to our country.